This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Who created the sun? He's Allah Almighty. Who created the moon? He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes? He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the clouds full of الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. In the last episode, we were continuing our learning, our studies with regards to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will continue that for the next one episode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Qahhar. Who is Al-Qahhar? Al-Qahhar is the one who is the subjugator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the subjugator, meaning that He will punish all the tyrant, all the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by causing them to death or by humiliating them. It is only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the subjugator. There is no one who can share in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of subjugation. We, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no right to associate anyone because no one deserves the partnership. No one has that power except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason He says, لِلَّهِ وَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ It is only and only one, that is Allah, who is Al-Qahhar, the subjugator. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kabir. Al-Kabir is the one who is the magnificent. He is the great. He is mighty. He is magnificent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the only magnificent. In terms of His names, in terms of His lordship, in terms of His attributes, in terms of His actions, in terms of His essence and existence. There is no one who is more magnificent than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes through His power anything and everything possible. That is the reason we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we proclaim the greatness, the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is Al-Kabir. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. Al-Kareem is the one who is the most generous. He is the most noble, the most honorable one. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who deserves all kinds of respect, all kinds of respect and veneration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. Al-Kareem is the one who has got the power, but out of His generosity, out of His kindness, out of His help and mercy, He forgives people. Although He has full right, Al-Kareem, He has the right to worship, to Al-Kareem has the right to punish anyone, anytime. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Al-Kareem, He always forgives people. Who has the power and who forgives. It is easy for people, if they don't have power, to forgive. Because they can't do anything except to forgive. And that is the reason. We see in the religion of Christianity, They say that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he has forgiven the people. When we analyze the situation, the scenario, the case of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he was allegedly crucified. And on that cross, he could do anything. He couldn't do anything except to say, I forgive you. But the real power, the only magnificence, all kinds of glory, respect, veneration, and power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the power, but he forgives out of his kindness, out of his mercy, out of his gentleness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is also Al-Latif. Al-Latif is the one who is kind to his slaves. It is out of his kindness that he guides his slaves. It is out of his kindness he takes them to the right path. Out of his kindness he will take them to Jannah. Al-Latif is mentioned in Surah An'am, Surah number 6, ayat number 103. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most kind. There is no one, no person, no deity, no prophet, no angel, no idol, no one can compare with the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest and the unique. That is Al-Latif, the most kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min is the one who is the giver of security. He is the one who provides the security to his slaves who believe in him by guiding them to the right path. And ultimately, he is the one who gives his slaves the security, the peace, the satisfaction in the hereafter. Al-Mu'min is the source of peace as well. He is the one whom we need to plea, ask, and cry for giving us the security, peace, tranquility, and satisfaction. In the current world that we are living, my dear brothers and sisters, where the situation is absolutely disaster, every single day we hear the news that the people have been killed here and there. We need to reflect. Everyone needs to understand and believe in Al-Mu'min, who is the giver of security, and ask Al-Mu'min to protect ourselves, our family, our society, and our all brothers and sisters, so that this place, this world, can be a better place to live in. And who can do that? It is only and only Al-Mu'min. He is the giver of security. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he secures whom? He secures whom? He doesn't secure the criminals. He does not secure those who disbelieve. He does not secure to the one who disobedient to Allah. He does not secure to those who associate partners with Allah. He does not secure to those who are hypocrites. He does not suppose. He does not support to those who go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He provides the security, the support, the peace, the tranquility, the satisfaction only to his obedient slaves. So in order to deserve the security from the one who is the best protector of all time, we need to go back to him, ask his assistance, seek his security, and there is no power on the face of the earth that can make you in danger if Al-Mu'min, the giver of security, he preserves you. And the greatest security that any person on the face of the earth can get is the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to have a strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to believe and have faith in the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. It is to have faith in the messengers that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to have the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will have His occurrence on the Day of Judgment. He will bring every person to account, to have faith in all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will come back to continue in explaining the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a short break.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.